Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In Pretoria, queuing traffic into the hairpin bend on the R80 Mobopane Highway, there's an accident in the southbound direction causing trouble as well. Midrand, very busy from the Buccleuch interchange, and the Mike 1 northbound and the N3 southbound, both not lacquer today.
Three suspects have been arrested for the murder of Randwater CEO Teboho Jwala and his bodyguard. He was shot at the beginning of the year during an event to donate school uniforms at a school in Zakaria Park, south of Johannesburg. And a request for legal assistance by beleaguered former National Assembly Speaker Nosiviwe Mapisa Nqakula has caused friction in the Ministry for Defence and Military Veterans. Minister Thandi Modise has wrapped the head of legal service in the South African National Defence Force, Major General Eric Mnisi, around the knuckles for allegedly actioning the request by Modise's predecessor without approval. Mapisa Nqakula is out on 50,000 rand bail in the corruption and money laundering case against her. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
Well, we're broadcasting live from the SuperSport Park Stadium here in Centurion, but we start off with some Indian Premier League news. It's the Chennai Super Kings up against the Lucknow Super Giants in the 34th match of this year's IPL, 57-2. The score the Chennai Super Kings are in at the moment after being put in by the Lucknow Super Giants, Ajinkya Rahane. They're on 13 from just 19 deliveries, with him Ravi Jadeja on 10 from 9 deliveries. So still early days, 57-2 after 7 overs. And in some, strange news here, the top three in Sunday's Beijing Half Marathon, well, they've been stripped of their medals, according to organizers, following an investigation into a finish that saw Chinese He Ji controversially win. He crossed the line first in a bizarre finish after Kenyans Robert Keita and Winnie Maniget, also from Ethiopia, seemed to deliberately allow him to win. In some rugby news, Ricardo Duarte has successfully held talks over his reintegration into the Blitzbox side after falling out with the coaching staff earlier on in the year. According to a news report by Netwerk 24, Duarte has spoken to Sevens high performance manager Marius Schoeman and the Blitzbox coach Philip Sneyman over making a return to the Blitzbox. And New Zealand centre Charlie Ngatai, well, he's going to be starting for the first time since December. Now, when Leinster take on the Lions in Johannesburg, that's going to be tomorrow. And speaking of the weekend, Erkie Sneyman, he's going to face the Vodacom Bulls for the first time as a part of an experienced Munster team for the clash against the Pretoria side tomorrow as well. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM. Sign up now at superbets.co.za. And get 100 free spins. Bet, spin, play, win. T's and C's apply. Superbets promotes responsible gaming. 18 plus only. National Problem Gaming Hotline. 0800-006-008.
Play Twister.